Always look forward to speaking with our next guest, Chad Livengood, politics editor, columnist for the Detroit News. He was a political reporter in the News Lansing Bureau from 2012 through 2016 before becoming a reporter and columnist at Crain's Detroit Business. He rejoined the News and the politics team in May of 2022, and we always depend on you, Chad, to keep us up to date on everything going on in the world of politics. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Hope you had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend. Didn't do a lot, but that made it a pretty good weekend, frankly. But did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Caught a few perch yesterday on a frozen lake, and my daughter caught a nice bass, although it's out of season, but good time had by all.
Well, I follow, I guess it must be Instagram. That's the only thing I really see on a regular basis. Sometimes things pop up from Facebook, but you have a great time with your daughter. She's lucky to have a daddy so involved in her life, and I'm not surprised she was fishing right alongside you there. That's great. Over the weekend, the Democrat National Committee adopted a revamped 2024 primary calendar. Just explain all that to us, will you, and why this is important. And I know Michigan's included in all this, but give us a little lesson on this one, if you would, Chad Livengood.
Yeah, so the Democratic National Committee is essentially breaking up the Iowa monopoly. The Iowa caucuses had traditionally been the first state to go, and they're changing that up with some change of the order here. So starting next February, the first Saturday in February, South Carolina is going to hold the first primary. Then on the following Tuesday, New Hampshire and Nevada are going to go together on the same day, on the, I believe, February the 6th. A week later, Georgia will hold a primary, a standalone primary by itself on the same day. And then there'll be a two-week gap in the calendar, and that will be maybe the two best weeks of presidential politics in the state of Michigan. If we have a competitive primary, of course, that would presume that President Biden does not seek re-election, then it would set up a big competitive primary. Or in the future, in 2028, whatever it may be, then Michigan will have a primary on the last Tuesday in February. And this will put Michigan number 5. We've been basically number 12 to 15 in the state's counting. And we've always fallen a week after Super Tuesday, where there's usually 7 to 10 states that go all at once. So this would put Michigan at a pretty interesting spot in the primary calendar. If you think about recent presidential election cycles, Paul W., we've had one candidate win New Hampshire, one win South Carolina, another one win Iowa sometimes. And so if we have a real competitive primary, Democrat or Republican, this could very well be a pretty big win coming to Michigan. And having a two-week gap between primaries does seem to set up Michigan to be kind of a ground zero early on in the presidential primary season.
And since they were, I guess we haven't heard anything from Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who's always talked about this sort of thing, but they have started with South Carolina February 3rd, New Hampshire and Nevada February 6th, Georgia February 13th, and Michigan February 27th. And are people falling in line with that being acceptable for Michigan, in this case, Democrats?
Well, the Democratic National Committee had adopted this on Saturday. And yes, Debbie Dingell and Debbie Stabenow have been pushing for this pretty hard behind the scenes. This is actually an effort. This is a years-old effort that Carl Levin, late senator from Michigan, started some 20 years ago, trying to sort of argue that Iowa is not the most diverse economically or socially or culturally or racially state in the union, and that Michigan is much more diverse in all those ways. And obviously more populist too. And so trying to sort of break up the, like I said, the monopoly of Iowa and New Hampshire, holding the first, nominating contest. So now the one wrinkle to this is that the Republican National Committee has not, authorized Michigan to move up. And so Republicans, in arguing against this date change in the recent weeks in the legislature, argued that this is going to end up penalizing Republicans in their national convention in 2024, which very well may happen. That's what happened in 2008 when the primary got changed in violation of Democratic National Committee rules, is why Hillary Clinton did not campaign here, and Barack Obama won by default, basically.
How do you feel about this? You for it or against it?
I'm always for more competitive primaries, Paul W. I think it's helpful and healthy for the democracy.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the good work. Congratulations on the fishing, and to your daughter as well with the out of season bass that she caught.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chad. Have fun, Chad. Live and good. He's a good daddy. Detroit news reporter extraordinaire. Speaking of extraordinaire, MSU basketball coach extraordinaire, Tom Izzo, up next here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes and the Great Voice of the Spartans, WJR.